Today's shiur is a Masechet Ksuvos on Daf Lamed Daled. We will begin on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, 6 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, 3 words from the end of the line, Maskif Lo Mar Zutra. We are in the middle of a sugya which began on Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. There, the Gemara asked the stira between our Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes Amed Aleph, if someone is Ma'anes Achoisoi, his sister, he raped his sister. So the Mishnah said he is Chayiv Knas. This is one of the Chayve Krisus. But Afa Pikain, there is a Chayiv Knas. And the Gemara asked on the Flamed Aleph Amid Beis, a steerer from the Mishnah, Makas Daf Yud Gimel. There the Mishnah says that for Achoso, having relations with one sister, if he had received a warning not to do that, he would receive Malkus. And the Gemara asks, how could you have both Malkus and Mammon? We have a halacha of Kamlei ben Rabbanei that you always receive the greater onesh. And yet the Mishnah Makkah said, Elu ein aloikin habo al achoisei, that there is Malkus by achoisei. How could there both be Malkus on Achoisoi from the Mishnah in Makkos and Knas from our Mishnah here in Ksubis? And we've already had two truths in the Gemara. One was from Ullah on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, a second from Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, and now we're in the middle of the third teretz, which is Rish Lakish's teretz. And Rish Lakish wants to say, as we learned in yesterday's shir, that our Mishnah here will be going according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that Loike Umishalim. However, in the Mishnah, further on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, by Bitoy, if someone is Ma'anis, his daughter, where there is a Chi of Mises Bezdin, it's not just Chorus, but it's Mises Bezdin, there Rab Meir holds that even though you are Loike Umishalem, but he would hold of Kamlei B'Rabbanei Rabbanei, and since there's a Chi of Mises Bezdin, there's no Knas by Bitoy. The only problem the Gemara had on that Teretz was from a Brisa. The Brisa said, Ganav Tavach b'Shabbos, if somebody stole and also slaughtered the animal on Shabbos, or Ganav Tavach l'Avodah Zorah, he stole and he slaughtered the animal for Avodah Zorah, or Ganav Tavach Shor HaNiskel, in all of these three cases, Mishalem Dalad Vehei, he would pay 4 for a shor, and he would pay 5 for stealing and killing a seh. And the question is, why over there, where there's Misa for Shabbos or for Avodah Zorah, why don't we say Komlei B'Rabbanei? If Rab Meir holds that you say Komlei B'Rabbanei, and Rab Meir over there, Beferish, says that you're Chayiv. The Rabbanan say you're Potter, but Rab Meir is stated as saying Chayiv. And the Gemara answered, it's speaking over there, that it was Teveich al Yedei Acher. The Shliach, the messenger, will be Chayiv Misa for being Mechal Shabbos or for serving Avodah Zorah. And the Mishaleach will be Chayiv, the Karen and the Knas of Dalad Vehei. The Gemara asked at the end of yesterday's shiur, we have a rule, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, that if somebody else does an Avera on my behalf, I cannot be Mechayiv. So therefore, how is it that over here the Mishaleach would be Chayiv and Dalad Vehei if it was done through a Shliach? And the Gemara answers, there were various Rebuyim from the Psukim, and the Psukim are teaching us that by Tvicha Mechira, we do say Yeshlich L'Dvar Avera. That's the simple understanding of the Gemara. However, the Ktsois and the Nesivis and Simon Kuf Tzadik Beis, they learn the Teretz of the Gemara differently. They learn that the Pasuk is being Mechadish, that the Chiv of Dalad Vehei is not totally, is not dependent on my action per se, but rather, if I am the one that caused that this animal should be slaughtered or sold, then I am Mechuyev Dal Vehei as a result of what I accomplished. It's not a halacha that I have to do a mice, I have to do an action, and therefore I could send a shliach on my behalf, and it's considered as if the action is my action, but rather, I don't need for me to do an action. As long as I am the one who arranged it, that's enough in the case of Tvicha Mechira for me to be Chayiv Dalad Vehei. What would be the difference between these two pshatim? In other words, whether I say it, the halacha here is because of shlichus, but here we say shlich l'dvar avera, yes shlichus l'dvar avera, and the mishalech could be chayiv even for avera, that's one way of learning it, or the way the Tzais and the Sivas learned it, that it's not because of shlichus, but rather, since I brought it about, it's considered my accomplishment. So even without shlichus, the Torah here was mechadish that I'm chayiv. The nafkamina would be if I would send a katan to do it. If it has the general halach of shlichus, except here the chiddush of the Torah is yesh shlich l'dvar avera, then if I sent it through a katan is not a bar shlichus, then we would say I would not be chayiv. However, if we go with the pshat of the Tzais and the Sivas in Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis, that here the Torah's chiddush is that we're not approaching it as a shliach. We don't need that the mishaleich, it should be considered his maisa. But rather, it's enough if he was a gorim that this animal was tavach oy mochar. Then, even if I did it through a katan who is not worthy, who's not able to be a shliach, but I would still be chayiv because it came about through me, and that's enough in the case of Tvicha Mechir, that's the chiddush of the pasuk, that I'm chayiv. That's where we got up to in yesterday's shir. And now, again, starting from six lines from the bottom of the Yomid, Rav Marzutra is going to ask a new question. Maskiv lo Marzutra, mi ikamidi, is there anything in the Torah, the law of the EU? If the Ganiv would have done it himself, loy mechayiv, he would not be chayiv. If he shechted tavachay machar on Shabbos, it would become leivet rabbani, and we're saying that Rameir holds where there's misa and mammon, you would be potter, so he would be not chayiv. Va'ovet shlich mechayiv. And yet if the shliach does it, he is mechayiv. We know that a shliach doesn't have more power than the mishaleach. If the mishaleach himself would be potter, good, you've answered the question of ein shliach l'dvar avera, whatever pshat we learn, the two different options that we spoke out before. But there's another problem. How could a shliach be stronger than the mishaleach himself? If the mishaleach is potter, how could he be chayiv through the shliach? The Gemara answers, Ihu lav mishum deloy mechayiv. The reason that the mishaleach here is potter is not because he's not chayiv, ela mishum dekamlei b'ramenei. It's because Bezdin cannot enforce two onshim. That is the chiddush when we say that you always get the harder punishment and not the easier punishment, is because Bezdin can't enforce at one time two punishments for one action. But in actuality, he's chayiv for the minor punishment as well. As Tosfos speaks out here, the bottom Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Lav Mishum, Tosfos says, Afagav Dehocha Afilu Lotzes Lidei Shemayim Ein Echayiv, Dedafke B'momen Hudomer Rava Demechayiv. Tosfos says that you might understand the Gemara's Teretz as meaning that when we say Kom Leibin Rabbinei, there's still a chiyuv, because, for example, there's a chiyuv lotzeis l'day shemayim, to make sure that you have done everything to rectify this according to the heavenly tribunal. You have a chiyuv lotzeis l'day shemayim to do it. But Tosfos proves from a Gemara in Bava Metzia Tzadik Aleph that we only say that halacha by money. Bebo lotzeis l'day shemayim. Aval knas loy mechayiv el al pi bezdin. Knas, there is no Indian of Lotzis L'day Shemayim. You're only chayiv if it's through Bezdin. As we have learned, Asher Yashiyun Elohim, if the Bezdin will make him a Rasha, Pratam Ashiya Atzmai, Moideh B'Knas is Potter, because you cannot make yourself into a Rasha. Bezdin has to make you a Rasha in order to be Mechayiv Yuknas. So by Knas, it's different than Mammon. There is no Chi of Lotzis L'day Shemayim. Yet, so in other words, Tosfos is saying, if there would be a chiyuv l'day shemayim, I would understand the Gemara's teretz, that it's not the pshat that when I do it myself, I'm potter, I'm really chayiv, and for a raya, I have a chiyuv l'day shemayim. So that's why, when my shliach made the shechita, I could be mechayiv for the mammon, the knas part of it. But Tosfos says, by knas, we don't say, there's a chiyuv l'day shemayim. The chiyuv only emanates from Bezdin. And Sir Tosfos, Mikol Makom Nicha, it's good. The Kiv and Shoyu Royal is Chayv, Imloy Ham is Chayv and Avshoy, since if there would not be a Chiv of Chil Shabbos or Avodah Zorah, I would be Chayv. So mischayev nami amomen al yidei shliach, even she'ena mischayev b'nafshayi. In other words, the shliach is not accomplishing more than myself. Myself, if I didn't have a problem with chiyuv because of Shabbos, if my life was not to be taken, if I have no oinish skila because of Shabbos, I would be chayev. So the shliach is just enabling me to separate my chiyuv mammon from my chiyuv skila. He gets the chiyuv skila, I get the chiyuv mammon. And I myself, if I wouldn't have done this on Shabbos, if I would have done it in the weekday, I would only have a chiyuv mammon, I would be chayiv. So if my shliach enables me to separate that mammon from the chiyuv misa, he's accomplishing what I myself could accomplish whenever I don't have a chiyuv misa. So that's why Tosfos says, even by knas, where there is no chiyuv latzadei shemayim, there, the shliach will be mechayev the mishaleach here to pay dalad vehei. Ask the Gemara, and we're holding two lines from the bottom of the amud. I b'tovecha yidei acher, my tamay derabban in the patri, and the pshat in the Gemara's kash is as follows. The way we were learning till now in the brice of the machloik is between Rabbein and Rabban, we understood it very simply. It's not speaking about shchita through somebody else. I myself am doing it. So Rav Meir says, even though I myself am doing it, we don't say kamlei v'rabnei. And that's why I'm chayiv misa and mamon, dal v'hei. And the Rabbanan say simply, you're potter because of the rule of kamlei v'rabnei. But now that you're telling me that Rav Meir himself holds by misa and mamon, like by bitoy in the Mishnah further on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, that you're potter. And what was the only reason why you're chayiv over here? Because the shliach was doing the chiyuv misa. If that's the reason, so my time at the Rabbanan the Patri. So now we don't understand the Rabbanan. Before, when I was doing it myself, we understood the Rabbanan very well, because kamlei v'rabnei. But now when the shliach is doing it, so why in fact did the Rabbanan not agree with Rav Meir that the mishaleach should be chayiv for dalad v'hei? Why do they potter the mishaleach? The Gemara answers, man chachamim, do you know who the chachamim are who pater the mishaleach? As we turn to the flamadal, Reb Shimon, this is going according to Reb Shimon. The Omar, Reb Shimon said, a rule throughout Shas, and Rashi brings several places in Shas, that shchita shenu ruya, loishma shchita. If I do a shchita in which I am not able to eat the animal that I shechted, that is not considered a shechita. L'mashal, Rav Shimon says this, l'gabi the din of oitzav espenoi. You're not allowed to shecht a mother and her child on the same day. But what happens if I find that the mother has a treifa? I shecht the mother and v'nimtza treifa, and I'm not allowed to eat the mother. There is no problem with shechting the child on the same day, because the shechita of the mother was a shechita she'ein aruya. It did not enable me to eat the mother, and therefore it's not considered a shechita, and I'm not over on shechting the mother and the child on the same day. Or if the animal was found to be a treifa, it's not a shechita, which would be mechayev kisui adam, to cover the blood, because shechita shein ruya loishma shechita. So here too, for example, by avoid zora and by shora niskal, the shechita of them is, as Rashi brings down, Avodah Zorah is Zivchei Mesim. You're not allowed to have Hanoah from Avodah Zorah. Shor HaNiskol is Isurei Hanoah, which even if you shechted the Shor HaNiskol, the animal that was sentenced to die because it killed a human being, after the Psak Din of Bezdin that it should die, somebody shechted it, it would be Osir Banoah. So there we understand that if someone shechted a shor niskel, there's no chiyuv dal vehei, because shechita shein ruya loy shmei shechita. And that's what the Gemara is going to say right away. Ha tinech avodas chachamim v'shor niskel. We understand two of the three cases. By avodas chachamim, we understand it's called a shechita shein ruya, and therefore, for dal vehei, you'll be putter as well. And shor niskel, you'll be putter for dal vehei. That's why the Rabbanan say that if you did it through a shliach, the Meshalech is not chayiv, they patrim, because they consider it a shechit yishen ruya, and this is Reb Shimon who holds shechit yishen ruya loishma shechita. There's no dal vehei. Ella, one of the three cases, I don't understand. Shechita Shabbos, shechita ruya, the shechita of Shabbos is a proper shechita which enables me to eat after I shecht on Shabbos Tisnan. We learned in the Mishnah Chulun Daf Yudalit, HaShoichet B'Shabbos Yom Kippur. If somebody shechted on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, afal pishem is chayv nafshe, even though he's chayv misa for the act that he did, shechita seik sheir, his shechita is kosher. So how could you tell me that the Tana of the Braisa, the Rabbanan, who say that your potter is going according to Rab Shimon, but by Shabbos it is a shechita ruya, because shechita on Shabbos, even though you're mischayv nafshe, the din is that the shechita is kosher. Tosfos asks a kashya in Chulin that kol madav rachmar loy savdi yavod loy mahani, and the Tosfos and many meforshim give terutzim why there's no problem. But the bottom line is that shechita seik sheira. So how could you call it a shechita shein ruya? Answers the Gemara, sover like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that Reb Shimon will hold like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, the sani we learned in a braisa. Hamavashul b'Shabbos, if somebody cooked on Shabbos, b'shoigeg, he forgot that it's Shabbos, or he doesn't know the whole din of Shabbos. He did it b'shoigei yoichel. So according to Rav Meir, we don't penalize him that he's not allowed to have benefit from something wrong that he did on Shabbos. The person himself who cooked is allowed to eat b'mezid. What happens if he did it deliberately? Lo yoichel. He is not allowed to eat. But other Yisraelim, Rashi tells us, are allowed to eat. And the Shita says that according to Rashi, others can even eat on Shabbos itself. And we don't penalize them in any way that they can't have Hana from Maisei Shabbos. Only the person who did it b'mezid, he is not allowed to eat lo'olam from this food. That's the Divrei Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir. And he says, b'shoigeg, if he did it accidentally, yoichel l'moitzoi Shabbos. So on Shabbos itself, he's not allowed to have any pleasure from an avera that was done, even b'shoigeg on Shabbos. And we're goyzer, says Rashi, shoigeg otu mezit, because we don't want him to do it b'mezit, so we even give a knas b'shoigeg, that he cannot enjoy the food which he accidentally cooked on Shabbos itself. He has to wait till Moitzoi Shabbos. B'mezid, if he did it deliberately, so lo yoichel olamis, he's never allowed to eat it. However, acherim, others, are permitted, but even acherim, there's a chumra that they cannot eat it on Shabbos itself. They have to wait, kidei sheyasu. The same, let's say it would take an hour to cook this on Shabbos, so they have to wait till an hour after Shabbos in order to eat from it. That they shouldn't have any benefit from the fact that it was cooked on Shabbos. But he himself can never eat it. Continues the Bryce, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is even more machmer, and he holds, b'shoigeg, yoich l'moitzoi Shabbos l'cheirim. If it's b'shoigeg, so he himself, as Rabbi Yochanan Sandler continues, v'loi loi, here we are machmer on him, that not only b'mezid can he never have anor from this, he can never have anor from it even, he cannot eat from it, even b'shoigeg. However, acherim, on Shabbos itself, they're not allowed to eat it b'shoigeg. But l'moitzoi Shabbos, and they wait whatever time it takes to cook this item, that they shouldn't have anor from something that was done on Shabbos, they're allowed to eat it. Moitzoi Shabbos b'shoigeg. What about b'mezid? Lo yoichel olamis, loy loy v'loy acherim. B'mezid, we are machmer, according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that neither the person who cooked it nor anyone else is allowed to have any benefit from something that was cooked on Shabbos, and it's usher to him and to all others forever. But Rashi says you could sell it, however, give it to a goy. You can have hanoah from it, but you cannot eat it. So it comes out that according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, what we call Maisei Shabbos, the result of actions that a person did on Shabbos, are osur ba'achila forever. And Memela, Rab Shimon, will be going according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that not only Avodah Zorah, not only Shor HaNiskel, Ishchita Shein Ruya, but even Ashoichel B'Shabbos, if he did it b'mezid, it's osur for him and for everybody else forever, and therefore it's called Shchita she'ena re'uya. The Gemara continues, my time at Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, what in fact is the reason of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler? Why is he machmer to such an extent over Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir? Kedadorish Rabbi Chiya, Apiskel Benesia, like Rabbi Chiya darshined on the door, at the door of the house of the Nasi. The Pasuk says, Ushmart the Mr. Shabbos, you should guard the Shabbos, ki kodesh lechem, it is holy to you. So I make a comparison between Hegdish, between something that someone sanctified to the base of Mikdash and Shabbos. Ma kodesh, osur bachila. Just like something that's sanctified to the base of Mikdash, one is not allowed to eat from it. Af maisa Shabbos, the same thing with something that was done. B'mezid on Shabbos, asurin bachila. You're not allowed to eat it. You are not, and no one else is allowed to. Should I say that just like Hegdish, one cannot have Hanah from Hegdish, that's Me'ilah in Hegdish, the same thing, Ma'isa Shabbos, something that was done on Shabbos, Be'isser, you're not allowed to have Hanah. You would not be able to sell to a goy, for example, Tamad Loimer Lachem, the Pasuk says, Shmartanim es HaShabbos, Ki Kodesh Hi Lachem. So we say there is an aspect of Lachem, Shalachem Yehei, that even if you cooked on Shabbos, it belongs to you, you can have Hanah, but you cannot eat it, just like Hegdish. Yachla Filo B'Shagig, do I say this Halach even by Shagig? Tamad Loimar Mechalel Moisumas. We're talking about when someone's Mechalel Shabbos B'mezid, that he should die. B'mezid Amar Tilach. I'm speaking to you about B'mezid. Intentional. V'loi B'shoigeg and not B'shoigeg. That's why even according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, B'shoigeg Acherim are allowed to eat from it as long as they don't have a direct benefit. They have to wait till Kedei Shiyasu until you're able to do it. You would have been able to cook it starting from Mitzray Shabbos itself. And after that hour of cooking, then you are permitted, because you're not having any Hanah from Shabbos itself. If you would eat it a half hour after Shabbos and it needs an hour, it means that you are having Hanah from Shabbos, and that's not permitted. So the halacha of Isser Achila only applies to Mezid, and it doesn't apply to Hanah, and it does not apply to Shogeg. That's where I learned it out from. Pligi bar Rav Acha Ravina. We have now machlokes between Rav Acha Ravina. Chad Amar Maaseh Shabbos D'oraisa, v'chad Amar D'rabbanan. One says that this that we have been discussing, Maaseh Shabbos, which means someone, as Rashi explains, who b'mezid, did an iser, so then it is osur min ha-toira for a person to eat the results of that iser that he did on Shabbos. And other one says that this is only an iser d'rabbanan. Man diomer deraisa. The one who says it's an iser deraisa can amoran, as we darshan the psukim before. Man diomer derabbanan. The one who says it's only derabbanan. Omar kra kodesh he. It is kodesh. He kodesh. Shabbos is holy. Ve'ein maseh kodesh. He doesn't learn the drasha that Shabbos is like hegdish. That's asur b'achila. But rather he says kodesh he. He is a miut. It is holy. Only it is holy, and its actions, the results of Isurim that were committed on Shabbos, do not have the status of Hegdish Min HaTorah. It's only Usur for other people to eat from it. B'mezid, it'll only be an Isur D'Rabbanan and not D'Raisa. Ask the Gemara, Ulamandi, Yomer D'Rabbanan, according to the one who says that Maaseh Shabbos is only an Issur D'Rabbanan, my Tamai D'Rabbanan D'Patri. So now our question from the Rabbanan of the Braisa comes back. We understood the Rabbanan of the Braisa that said that if you were Tavach, Ganav Tavach B'Shabbos, that you're Potter. The reason is, why are you Potter Tashlumen? Even if a Shliach did it, why are you not Chayiv? Because it's Shchita Shein Ruya. Because Rav Shimon will go like Rav Yochanan Sandler. But now you're telling me that Maaseh Shabbos only Asur Rabbanan. And therefore, Midaraisa, it's a Shchita Haruya. So what's the reason that the Rabbanan Potter, if it's a Shchita Ruya, then the Mishaleach should be Chayiv on the Dal Vehei. Our Teretz doesn't hold. According to the Mandi Yomer, says, that Maaser Shabbos only Rabbanon, answers the Gemara, you're right. Ki kapati Rabbanon Ashara. When did the Rabbanon, meaning Rab Shimon, when did he hold Shechita Shena Ruya, Loi Shmei Shechita and your Patron Dalvahei? That's only on Avodah Zarah and Shor Niskel, but Einich Anami on Shabbos. If you hold Maaser Shabbos only Rabbanon, then it arises, it's called Shechita Ruya, and it will be a good Shechita, and you would be Chayv the Mishalech for Dalvahei. The Marshal and the Chacham Shloim here ask a question. Why does the Gemara go with the thought that if it's Usser min Rabbanon, that's, and it's Mutter min HaTaira, that it's still called Shechita Aruya? Why don't I say, just like if someone's Mekadosh and Isha, ask the Marshal with Isuri de Rabbanon. So I say if it's Isuri Hanoa min Rabbanon, it's not considered his. It has no value. It's not considered his. He doesn't own it. He's not giving anything to the woman. And ain't a Mekadeshes. So too here, if mit Rabbanon, it's not considered a good Shechita, that again should be considered Shechita Shein Aruya. So the Rishash says that would seem the Marshal forgot a Tosis in Bava Kama, the fine Beis on a Beis. Tosis there makes beferish this distinction between money matters, ein echnami, when a man is mekadosh a woman with things that are usher mid rabbanon, he's not giving her anything, he doesn't own what he is giving her, it has no value, and therefore she's ein mekadoshes. However, when it comes to shechita, there, when do I call it Shechita Shena Ruya? That's only if it's Ena Ruya Minatayra. But if Minatayra, it is a good Shechita. If I could eat it Minatayra, Minatayra the Shechita would not be in the Vela, would not be prohibited for me to eat this Minatayra. So even though the Rabbanon placed an Isser on it, that is considered, as we see from the Gemara here in the Havaman, in the Maskona, the Gemara doesn't change that Svara, that's considered a Shechita Ruya, and therefore when the Rabbanon Pater, the Mishaleach from Dal Vehei, the Gemara's conclusion is Ashara, it's only on the case of Shor HaNiskel and Avodah Zarah, but on Shabbos it will be a Shechita Ruya, because it is Ruya Medraisa, and Legabe Shechita, which is not Legabe Dine Mamon, Legabi Kedushin, Legabi Shechita is different, and there it's called Shechita Ruya, and the Mishalech will be Chayiv on Dalet Vehei. Now the Gemara asks the following question, Taveach lo Avodah Zarah. In the case when someone shechted to Avodah Zarah, and you're telling me that, according to Rav Meir, he'll be Chayiv, the Mishalech will be Chayiv Dalet Vehei through the Shechita of the Shliach. The Shliach will be over on Avodah Zarah. He'll be Chayiv Misa. Memel, there'll be no Kom Levit Rabbanei. I have a different problem. Tavech Lavodah Zkachavim. Kivin, the Shachet Beipurta Itzerlei. Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Chulun Daf Mem that if someone's Behema of his friend was lying down in front of Avodah Zarah, as soon as he shechted one simen of the animal for the Avodah Zarah, it became usser. As the Birchas Shmuel and Bava Kama brings Rishonim that explain that for Shechita of Avodah Zarah to make it usser, because of Avodah Zarah, it's not necessary to have Shechita of two simonim. Shechita of one simen is enough. So the Gemara is asking now, we see from that Gemara that Kivin the Shachet Beipurta, Itzer Lei, it becomes also for Avodah Zarah, Idach, the rest, in order to shecht it, as far as the halachas of Dalet Vehei are concerned, he has to go through both simonim. It's only for Avodah Zarah that one simon is enough. So Idach ki katavach, lav demori katavach. Once it becomes also in Avodah Zarah, it already doesn't belong to the owner. And there's various ways to understand the Rashi here. We'll say two of the ways. That one way is to say that the Chiyuv of Dalet Vehei is only when the Shechita is causing that the Shor should be separated from its master, should be lost to its master. But over here, where it was already lost to its master after the first Simon, because it became Avodah Zarah, and it became Asur Bano after the first Simon, so there's no Chiyuv Dalet Vehei. Dalet Vehei is only when the whole Shechita, at the conclusion of that Shechita, it makes it prohibited to the master. But here it's already It makes it lost from the master. Then he's chayiv for geneva with shechita, and he's chayiv dalad vehei. But here, where it was already lost to the master before the final shechita of the second siman, so it comes out that that shechita is not what caused the loss to the master. It was already caused with the first siman. And if so, there should be no dalad vehei. Another way to understand it is that something that's osur bano, the owner doesn't own it. It's ownerless. If so, after the first siman, it no longer belongs to this owner. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Lav de morikatavach. It's not yours. Dalad vehei, you're only chayv at the end by when you cut through both simanim. By that time, it's already ownerless because it became osur bano to the first one. That's Gemara's kasha. Yiddich, kikotavach, lav de markatavach, amar Rava. So Rava answers, bo'aymer, it's speaking about, he said, b'gemar zvicha, who, oivda, you know what, I'm going to serve the avodah zorah at the end of the whole shechita. Einich nami, if he wouldn't have said that, it would have become usher already by the first siman. But he says, I'm not serving it till both simonim are cut, and memela, that same moment, when the avodah zorah comes, that's when he's chayiv for, tvicha. At the same time, in Mela, he's chayiv dalad vehei, because the shaliach is chayiv misa for avodah zarah, and the mishaleich will be chayiv, as we explained before, the dalad vehei, and both things are coming at the same time. And here you will not say komle b'ravane, and you will also not say that it was already usher, it was already suri anoah before the dalad vehei should go into effect. No, it became usher the moment that the dalad vehei should go into effect. The Gemara asks further on Shora Niskol, why are you chayv dal vehei if you shechted? Are you the shliach shechted a Shora Niskol? Lavdi dehu, it's Yisuri Anoah. And as we explained before, Yisuri Anoah are ownerless. They don't belong to you. Lavdi dehu, the katavach. He is not shechting something that belongs to this owner. It doesn't belong to him anymore. So why should the Mishaleich be chayv dal vehei? Omer Rabbo, hoch maiskin, and this is speaking about a special case. You know, we're speaking about here, Kigon Shemas Lushimer. He gave over a shor to a Shimer. Vigon, Viganim, Vibes a Shimer. And the Ganav stole it from the house of the Shimer. Excuse me, I skipped a line. Kigon Shemas Lushimer. Vehizik, Vibes a Shimer. And the shor damaged, he killed somebody while it was under the jurisdiction of the Shimer. Vinigmar, Dina, Vibes a Shimer. And then they took this ox to Bezdin, and Bezdin Paskin, that the ox is a shor in the skull, and it's chayiv misa. Then, vegan Beis Shomer, then the ganav stole it from the Beis Shomer, and then there was tficha mechira, Rab Meir Sovlak, Rab Yaakov Sovlak, Rab Shimon. In order to understand why Rab Meir is mechayiv here dal vehei, it's because he holds like two other shitas. He holds like Rab Yaakov, and he holds like Rab Shimon. Sovelik Rabbi Yaakov, he also like Rabbi Yaakov the Amar. Af Mishnah Gemar Dinoi, Hechzira Sharmer Lebalav Muchser, even after the Gemar Din, if the Sharmer returned the ox to the Baalim, it's considered that it is a good Chazorah. In this case, where everything took place in the house of the Sharmer, if at the end of the day, after the Psak of the Bezdin, the Sharmer takes the ox and brings it over back to the Baalim and says, as Rashi tells us, Tura Ashalmali, Tura Ashalim Tloch, or we could say a different lashon, Haresh Loch Lefanecha. Here, since Rabbi Yaakov holds Hezek Shein and Nikar Lav Shmei Hezek, that's something you can't recognize. It's not called a Hezek. So here he got a live ox. He's giving him back a live ox. The fact that on this ox there's a psak of Bezdin that's ashore in Niskel and it's doomed to be killed, that according to Rabbi Yaakov is not a problem. He can return it. It's Hezek Shein Nikar. If I can't recognize the damage on the outside, I don't see any damage whatsoever, it's not considered a Hezek. I didn't do anything. Haresh Loch Vanecho. You gave me an ox. Here's an ox back. And now that the Ganav didn't just steal it, but he was Toivechu Mocharet. If the Shomer had had the Shor Niskel, he could have gone back to the Bailam and say, Haresh Loch Vanecho. But now the Ganav stole it, and he was Tavecha Mocharet. So now I don't have this worthless thing that's Isuri Hanoah, but to me it's worth something, because I could use that to return it to the owner who entrusted me with the ox. So this is what Reb Shimon calls Dover HaGorim Lamamin. As the Gemara continues, with Sovra Laka Reb Shimon Domer, Dover HaGorim Lamamin Kamamin Dami. Something that causes money is considered like money. You can have something that is worthless, but if to someone it's worth something, then it's considered that it is worth something. What's Reb Shimon discussing? Rashi brings down the first wide line at the bottom from Masechta Bava Kama Perek Merubah that Kachim Shechayv Baruch Reus on a person made a netter. Haray Olai, I have to bring this korban to the Beis Hamikdash, and someone stole that korban, so the person who stole it, and he shechted it, he's Mishalom Arba B'chamisha. Why? Because it's a Mishum Degarm L'mamenu. So Rashi goes on to say, in the second wide line, V'afa gav dehegdish lav mamen bailamhu, u'behegdish leshach knas dereyuksiv. It says, by Dalad Vehe, it says, you have to pay for shor re'eyu, the shore of your friend. And that doesn't apply to Bezdin, to Hegdish. So therefore, really, there should be no knas in a case where it belongs to Hegdish. But since this animal fulfills my netter, and if I don't have this animal, I have to give a new ox. If it would be a nedava where I just give zeh, hare zeh, this one is going to the Beis Hamikdash, and something happened to it. I'm not responsible for anything else. So it belongs to Hegdish, and Hegdish is no Re'eyu, so there would be no Dal Vehei. But by the case of Harei Olai, it's incumbent upon me to supply Hegdish with an animal. And if something happens to this animal, I have to give a different animal. So now by you shechting, stealing and shechting this animal, you have caused me a loss. Because I'm going to have to resupply Hegdish with this animal. That's called a Dovra Garm Lamam, and it's Kamam and Dummy. That's equal to value, and therefore I have to pay Dal Vehe in that case if I shechted that neder. So the same thing over here, since the Shermer could have gone back to the Bailam, and he could have said, HaReish Lachlof Anecho, as Rabbi Yaakov says, and what did the Ganav do? He took that very Shor Niskel that was really worthless, but to the Shermer it was worth a whole ox, because then he wouldn't have to pay the Bailam back any other ox. And he shechted, the Ganav shechted that ox, so that's something that causes money, even though it itself is worthless, but it saves the Shomer from repaying the Bailam with a whole ox, it's considered like it has value, and therefore, Rab Shimon said, Rab Meir holds that you would have to pay over here, because even though it's Isuri Hanah and it's worthless, but to the Shomer, it is worth a whole ox, and on that, you destroyed his chance of returning it, you have to pay Dalid Vehei. Continues the Gemara. Rabba Omar, Rabba goes away from the whole Amud that we've been learning in this last Amud. We have been learning that it's speaking about that the Shliach Shechted and the Mishalech is Chayev, and that's why Rab Meir, although he holds that Misa Mammon, Misa Pater's Mammon, but here you'll be Chayev for Misa and Mammon because the Shliach will be Chayev Misa and the Mishalech will be Chayev the Dal Vehei. Rabba Omer, no, Loilam B'Tavech HaDei Atzmoi. There's no Shliach here. It's a simple case. You are shechting on yourself, by yourself. If so, comes the question, so how could Rab Meir say by Dal Vehei that you are chayiv, there should be a din of kamalei bitter rabbin. As we see, Rab Meir holds by bitoy that you're potter because of kamalei bitter rabbin. The knas your potter. The Gemara answers loike mishalom islay mesum shalom leslay. That Rab Meir holds you are loike mishalom. That's why by a choisoy there could be malchus and knas, but mesum mishalom leslay. He holds that misa and tashlumen your potter. So if so comes your question, why are you chayiv by Avodah Zorah and Shabbos? Gan v'tavach l'Avodah Zorah, gan v'tavach b'Shabbos, it's Misa u'mamen. Shiny honey, dal v'hei are different. The chiddush hu shechitcha tar b'knas, since they are knas. The definition of knas is that you're paying extra, more than the keren. It's a punishment that Bezdin is assigning for you to pay, and it's a chiddush, because why should you have to pay this extra knas? So the Torah was mechadish this. So since it's a chiddush, as Rashi explains, afal gav de mikdal mishalim, therefore the halacha is that even though you're getting killed, you also have to pay. So the Gemara is trying to say that by a knas of dal vehei, we would not say that misa pater's money. We would only say that misa pater's money by mammon, by the karen, but not by the knas. The problem with this is, as the Gemara is going to ask on lamed hei amid beis, that we have the Mishnah, Lamed Vav Amid Beis, which is speaking about Bitoy, and Bitoy is a chi of Mises Bezdin, and Hama'ana says Bitoy is potter from Knas, and the question is, it's Knas, Knas is a Chiddush. If Knas is a Chiddush, by Bitoy you should be Chayev, and Rav Meir says by Bitoy you're potter. So the Gemara has a problem with this Teretz, and we'll see more about it in Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Now the Gemara says, "Va'azdu Rabba l'tameh, Rabba who gave this teretz that there's a chilek between Misa and Mammon, which is Potter, and Misa and Knas, because it's a chiddush, it is chayiv. Rabba goes l'shitasai with what he said elsewhere. The Omer Rabba, Rabba said, Hoy gedi ganav loy, if somebody had stolen a gedi in the weekday, so he was already chayiv for gneva, v'tavchu b'shabbos, and he shechted it on Shabbos, chayiv. He's chayiv to pay dal vehei. Why? Shekvarn is chayiv b'gneva, kaitim sheyavah l'day Yisr Shabbos. He had already a chayiv gneva before the Yisr Shabbos came. Had he had the gneva on Shabbos itself, had he stolen on Shabbos itself, so he would be potter on the gneva, which is the karen, that's mammon, and there'd be a din of kamalei b'rabim b'nei, because he's over here an Yisr Shabbos. Rashi says that the Yisr Shabbos has to do with Hoytzah, and Rashi makes the sugya totally in the sugya we learned before on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. However, the Ramban and the Rashba say a simple pshat, that the goat wandered into his property, and he shechted the goat. So the chiyuv for the knas and the karen and Shabbos, everything came together with that Maisa Shechita. Through the Maisa Shechita, it was tantamount to him stealing it from the owner and being Mechal Shabbos through the Shechita and being Chayev for Dal Vehei. So if he had stolen it before Shabbos and just done the Shechita on Shabbos, since he was Chayev already for the Karen, and on the Knas, Rabba Lishitasi says that there's no Komlai with Rabbanei from Misa to Knas, since Knas is a Chiddush. So therefore, he's Chayiv everything. That's what the Gemara says here. Hoyigdi Ganavlai Vatavchi B'Shabbos Chayiv, Shekvarn is Chayiv B'Gneva, Kodim Shabbat L'Day Yisr Shabbos. Since he was already Chayiv in the Karen, then he's already Chayiv in the Dal Hei as well. If he'd be Potter on the Karen, like the next case. Ganav Vatavach B'Shabbos, if he did it all on Shabbos, so then Potter, here he's doing the Geneva on Shabbos by, in the case which we mentioned from the Ramban and the Rashba, where the goat wanders into his Rishus, and his Maisa of Shechita is stealing it at the same time. Everything's happening on Shabbos. Then he's Potter from Dal Vehei. Why? Because he's Potter from the Karen, because on Mammon you say Komlei Rabbanei. As the Gemara continues, She'im Ein Geneva, Ein Tvicha Ve'Mechir. Rashi says we have a rule that Dal Vehei Om Rachmano V'loi Gimel V'Dalet. You cannot just potter him from the Geneva because of Komlei Rabbanei, but you have to potter him from the Dalet and Hay as well, because the Torah gives either this Kefil, or if he shechted it, there's Dalet Vehei. But the Torah doesn't know of any such payment as Gimel and Dalet. So if you stole it before Shabbos, the Karen is fine. You're chayav for that. There's no way you're going to get out of that. The only thing that's happening on Shabbos is the Shechita, Knas. Rabba holds, you don't say Komen Rabbanei. But if the Gnev itself was on Shabbos with the Shechita, so then, since there's no Karen because of Komen Rabbanei, there is no Dal Vehei as well. Shem Ein Gnev, Ein Tvicha Ve'Ein Mechira. So Rabba goes L'Shitasai, that by Knas you don't say Komlei B'Rabbanei, by Mammon you say Komlei B'Rabbanei. V'Omer Rabba, and Rabba now goes L'Shitasai in a different halacha. Ho, you get the God of Loi V'Tavchim Machteres. We know that there's halacha, that if somebody comes into a cave, he dug into a house, and he's going through a tunnel, so he wants to steal from the owner. And he knows that if the owner apprehends him in the tunnel, the owner's going to defend his property. And he's going to come at him threatening to kill him. So the ganav is not only ready to steal, he's ready to kill the owner as well. And that's why the din is that the owner is allowed to defend himself. Habolaharcha, hashke maharga, if somebody's coming to kill you, kill him. So therefore, the ganav in a machteris situation has a din of misa upon him. So if he had stolen a gedi, not by going through a tunnel, and then he shechted the gedi in the tunnel, then he's chayiv. Even though there's a chayiv misa on his head, as the pasuk says, ein loy damim, the master who kills him would not be chayiv misa for killing him because he has a blood on his head. He's allowed to be killed. He has a chayiv misa. He doesn't have to go in front of Bezdin. He doesn't have to get a warning. He knows. He enters a tunnel. You're forewarned that the owner has a right to kill you and nothing will happen to the owner. So if the gedi was already stolen and you shechted it in the machteris, then he's chayiv because the keren, there's no koma b'rabbanei from the machteris on the gedi itself, on the gneva. What should be the koma b'rabbanei? The chiv misa of the machteris together with the dalvehei. No, shekvar nischayiv b'gneva, kaidim shav l'deisr machteris. The gneva you were chayiv before the machteris. And on knas, rabbi l'shitase holds that you don't say koma b'rabbanei on knas. But if the gneva of the gdi and the tvicha happened in the machteres, then you're potter. Why? Because the machteres, the chiv misa, potters you from the moment of the gneva, and once you don't have moment of the gneva, you don't have dalvehe either, because dalvehe om rachman of aloy, gimel v'dalad. You cannot just be potter on the gneva and not on the tvicha mechira. So now the Gemara wants to know, why do I need this Chiddush of Rabbah both by Shabbos and by Machteres? Utzricha di Hashmini Shabbos. If you would say these halachas by Shabbos, I would say, Mishum di Isura Isur Oilam. Because the Isur of Shabbos is that whenever Edom warned him, and he was Machal Shabbos, whenever Bezdin apprehends him, he is Chayiv, Misa, if he committed this Aveira of Chil Shabbos in front of Edom with Hasrat. Whenever the Bezdin adjudicates his case, Avul Machteres, but the case of Machteres, the Isser Shohu, that the whole Chiv Misa is only at that moment. Once he gets out of the tunnel, then the owner is not allowed to kill him. It's only in the tunnel. So Eim Aloy, I would say that since it's a weaker Chiv Misa, maybe there's no Kom Leber Rabnei on the Keren. In a Machteres, it's only by an Isser Shabbos that there's a Kom Leber Rabnei on the Keren. So therefore, we need to tell you that no, even by Machteres, there's Kom Leber Rabnei on the Keren, not on the Knas, Rabbi Shita. But on the Keren, yes. Even though it seems to be a weaker Chiv Misa. If you would tell me this halacha by Machteres, I would say, Mishum de Machtar to Izu Asrasai. The Machteres is his Asra. He doesn't get any Asra from Edom. The fact that he's in a tunnel is itself, you're forewarned that blood is on your head. Avil Shabbos the boy Asra, but Shabbos the Chiv Misa only comes if Edom give him Asra. So in that sense, Shabbos is a weaker Chiv Misa than Machteres. Amaloy, I would say that by Shabbos you don't say Komalei Rabnei on the Karen. Tzricha, that's why Rabbi had to tell me is Chiddush, both by Shabbos and by Machteres. Amar Rav Papa said Rav Papa. Hoysa par genuvaloy, let's say there was a par that was stolen before Shabbos. And this is actually the same halacha that we learned before from Rabbah. And the Gemara is going to ask soon, what's Rapapa's Chiddush? V'tavcha b'Shabbos. He was Tavei Achid on Shabbos. Chayiv. Why? Because on the Knas, you don't say Komei Rabnei. And on the Karen, Shekvar Nischai B'Gneva. Kodim Sheh Yavoy L'Day Yisr Shabbos. Before the Yisr Shabbos, there was already a Chiv Gneva. So Mela, the Gneva cannot be abolished. And on the Knas, we don't abolish it either because we don't say Komei Rabnei on the Knas. Hoysa por she'ula loy, not a por a genuva, but she'ula. V'tofcha b'Shabbos, and you shechted it on Shabbos. So now the person is chayiv for chil Shabbos. He's also chayiv keren because he has to return the para, which he shechted. So the din is potter. He is potter, because we'll say, Kom Leibir Rabne on the Karen, as we'll see from the Gemara further that the Chiddush is we don't say that the Chiyav of his Chiyav to pay even Be'oines is from the beginning when he borrowed this before the Chiyav of Shabbos, But rather we say that the chiyuv happens when the misa occurs to the animal. That's when his chiyuv happens, and that's at the same time as the chiyuv Shabbos, you say komei rabbanei. Amalei Ravachi b'reid Rav Ravashi Rapapa poras lashminin. What's Rapapa teaching us more than Rabba told us before? Rabba told us the same case. Rabba told it to us about a goat, a gedi, and Rapapa is saying it about a porah. Is that what he's coming to tell you? It's the same din. Amalei, he answered, Rapapa shu'ula slashminin. Rapapa is coming to tell you shu'ula, as we spoke out, salkadat chamina. I would think, hoyel vam Rapapa, since Rapapa said that when is a shoyel chayiv in mezoinis to feed the animal, mishas meshicha hu dischayiv leiv mezoinis seo, he's mechuyiv to pay mezoinis from the time meshicha, hachanami mishas shaylis chayiv boin seo. I would say that he has to pay the oinsim also from the time of Shiloh, and therefore it's not coming together with the chiyuv misa on Shabbos. Kamash malon, that no, that I say that since as long as I have the animal, I can always return it, as Rashi speaks out. So the chiyuv for me to repay monetarily to the owner is when something happens to the animal, and that something that happens to the animal is happening on Shabbos. So there again, we will say kom lei. Omer Rava said, Rava Nichlan Avim Parshula, if a father died and he left over to his children a borrowed para, Mishtam Shabbat, call you Meshalta, they're allowed to use it all the days of what he had made up with the lender, as long for a month, for a year, whatever the terms of that loan was, they are allowed to use it during that time. Mesa, what happens if it died? Be'oines. Ein chayavim b'ainsa, since they are not the ones who borrowed it, they're not the shoyel, therefore they're not chayiv in oinsin as their father, the shoyel, would have been. What happens if kisurin shalavim he? They didn't even realize that it was borrowed. They thought this animal belonged to their father, v'tavchua, and they shechted it, v'achlu, and they ate it. The halacha is, since they didn't know the affairs of their father, we're lenient on them, and we say, mishalma demei bas bezul, they pay meat price cheap, Rashi says, they pay two-thirds of the price, and also they have to return the skin. But if the father not only left over the animal, but he left over property, Rashi says, karkois, he left over property which can serve as a achrayis for the borrowing, in other words, the lender, if he doesn't get back the ox, he has somewhere where he has a lien on the property where he can get back the price of the ox from that property. So then, chayavim l'shalom, then they do have to pay. And we don't know what is this last din going on. Is it going on the resha, which is the case of mesa ein chayavim b'oinsin, or not chayav noinsin, or is it going on what the Gemara calls the seifa, the case where they thought it's their father's and they shechted it, that they have to pay two-thirds of the price of the animal plus the skin. So ikadamasnila resha. Some say that this last halacha of achrayis nechasim is going on the case of oinsin, that if there's a field, then they are chayv in oinsin. Vikadamasnila seif. And some say it's going only on the last case of where they thought it belongs to their father, they have to pay two-thirds on the skin. Mandamasnila resha koshkana seif. The ones who learn that it's going on the case of oinsin, so for sure they hold it by the case where they should have checked before your father left Yerush. You have to check, does anybody own this animal? Was it really your father's? So there is even considered more negligence on your part. It wasn't an oinsin. It wasn't a total oinus. You should have checked. And therefore, if you're chayv in the resha, for sure you're chayv in the seifa. But if that's the case, who pleaded the rapapa, then it would come out that if you learn it goes under resha, and that if the father left over a property from which the lender can have a lien on that property to get back the value of his animal, and you say that if there is a property, he can get his value back, but Rapapa said that you always go by Shiloh at the time when the oinus happened. At the time when the oinus happened, there's no shoyl here. The shoyl died. It's only the children. They're not the shoyl. So why should the property make any difference? Rav Papa would hold that you would still be potter from the oinsin. So if we say that this halacha goes under reisha, that means upligat Rav Papa. But uman demasin la seifa. But the one who says that this din is only going on the seifa that achrayis nechasim. If you weren't careful and you shechted the animal thinking it's your father's and really it belonged to somebody else, then you're not going to just pay 2/3 on the skin, but you're going to pay the whole thing if there's achrayis nechasim. So if you learn it on the seifa, avol reisha loy. But it does not go under reisha. The reisha's case remains that ba'oines, you're potter because you're not the lender. Behind the Rav Papa, if it doesn't go under reisha, and even with a field you'd be potter, that means you hold like Rav Papa, because Rav Papa says you don't go at the time of the loan, you go at the time when the oinus happened. At the time when the oinus happened, the borrower was dead. It was the Yorshim who were not the borrower here, and therefore they would be potter. So if you hold it goes on the safe and not under reisha, then it comes out that you do hold like Rav Papa, and in the case where there would be a Chil Shabbos at the same time, we would in fact say on the Karen, the halacha, as we learned before, of Kamalei, b'derabba minei.